This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I'm going to lay something on you right now. The COVID virus was made in a lab, but it was not very contagious. And it did not cause hardly any deaths that we know of. It was the shots that people took that caused the illnesses in them and them replicating the spike protein and shedding it. That's in all the literature, all the documents. So here is a document from the National Institutes of Health, the federal government. Emerging trends of edible vaccine therapy for combating human diseases, especially COVID-19, pros, cons, and future challenges. It's a big, giant report. They've had this technology for decades, and it's not a vaccine. A vaccine gives you a pathogen, your body learns how to beat it. This goes in and programs your body to produce what they want, and then you shed it onto other people. And there's a lot of technologies embedded in that. They can inject fruit or vegetables or farm animals and then have them produce whatever pathogen they want. They can inject plants and have them produce the pathogen and then package the vaccine. This is a whole area. But actually, many of the so-called drugs that you hear about are grown genetically inside plants, and the plants produce it. So they're not just farming plants, they're farming them for these complex devices that they're able to basically produce. All right? So, this is next level, ladies and gentlemen. So, they're turning us into the engine, us into the weapon system, us into the system to release the pathogens. And they're everywhere hyping, it's imminent, and they're the savior. The disease is coming, it's your fault, global warming, man-made climate change, it's going to kill a bunch of people, it's your fault, plus it's good, we want to lock you down in your houses, and we use the virus to control you, and the virus was a good training instrument for that. We played you Klaus Schwab, we played you Yuval Noah Harari, last week saying it. Here's Klaus Schwab's daughter. Permanent climate lockdowns coming, whether you like it or not. Nicole Schwab. Here she is.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge flows, you know, of money, to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not possible before, to create a change that is not incremental, but that we can look back and we can say this is the moment where we really started to position, you know, nature at the core of.
Yeah, always going to save the earth from the humans. She's a self-appointed sicko. That's four generations of Schwab trash.
Oh, my good grandfather and grandfather were Nazis. Now my father depopulated the earth. Oh, so liberal.
Let's play a short clip of Klaus Schwab mad at libertarians. And the libertarian philosophy isn't perfect, but he ought to be glad libertarians came in, because they're always saying, oh, government should be gotten rid of in size, but then the corporations are bigger than government. That's the blind spot of libertarians. But still, he doesn't like them because they're saying we don't want a big government, and Klaus Schwab rightfully sees his corporate UN governance as government. Here it is.
You have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. So fixing the present system is not enough. Now there is, of course, a anti-system which is called libertarianism, which means to tear down everything which creates some kind of influence of government into...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chancellor said.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Creepy. War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Let's play a special report on the elite mindset about you and your family and face the reality. The global controllers want you dead. You understand that?
You can feel it. Something is off. Things are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically, to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources and we're using them up.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Pure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia, but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful, you'll have to do their dirty work. They have their hands in everything. A lot of these players simply love the spotlight. Most of the celebrities, politicians, CEOs love the fame and fortune. But the ones at the top of these groups are completely evil. Many become unwillingly controlled by signing on into the club without knowing what they are actually involved with behind the scenes. Most of humanity is asleep and distracted by meaninglessness. The elite are warning us of a cyber attack, also known as a digital 9/11 event. The economy would collapse if we suffered an internet shutdown. The modern power grid relies on the internet to coordinate power plants. Without it, each country's national grid will become unbalanced, and local outages escalate into a blackout for most of the world. A society slipping into chaos will allow the elite to reset and rebuild a world for themselves. There will be events leading up to a total collapse, domestic terror attacks, biological attacks, world wars. With each event, more and more control is gained. Time is running out. If society suffers from any of these trigger events, there might be no turning back. Humanity is at the crossroads. This is happening right now. We need to reject the global agenda and know who the world rulers really are and what they are up to. The fight for humanity is happening now.
I want to thank the crew for doing a great job. You know, one of the things that irritates me to no end, so they'll do it more when I say that, that's fine, is you see these headlines constantly in the last 10 years. Alex Jones doesn't believe what he says. Alex Jones told the court he's an actor, it's all fake. I've offered $1 million rewards for that document or that statement. It doesn't exist. I 100% don't just believe what I'm saying. For anybody that's been listening a long time, you've seen it come true. Everything I told you that'll happen by this date ends up happening because the enemy is running the operation and they're on a timetable. And that's why I'm so concerned. They've gotten everything done they said they do up to now. And now, in the next decade, or even less, it's just going to be unrecognizable. It's so horrible. And literally, I don't regret not selling out to them. Though they tried to get me to join them. Because you'll end up getting sold out down the road anyways. But I am just not torn by not selling out. I am torn by the fact that even if I had a bunch of money, there's nowhere safe to go. And then I think about the globalists. They're not going to be safe during all this. It's like there's a spiritual gun to their head. You can look at the wars and the deindustrialization and the cutting off of energy for both humans and animals and machinery. They're cutting off the machine food, the oil, the gas, they're cutting off the human food. You can look at it and know it's not going to go well for the people doing it either, but they're doing it. They just have this wicked hatred of the public and this desire to steal and kill and hurt. And I've likened it many times to cancer. Cancer does not have a consciousness. At least we don't think it does. And it's like rebel cells that decide to not follow the coding of your genetics and to do what they want. And at first, they can go where they want and grow where they want and do whatever they want. And if they had a consciousness, they'd say, man, we the bosses, we're in charge. But their rebellion kills the host. We are a colony creature. Our genetics, all the organs, all the systems that work together, billions of cells, directed by our consciousness. And then if in the lung or in the liver or in the brain or in the bone marrow or on the skin, they decide to say, hey.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Because, man, this is really degenerate. Yeah, that's not it. Just take it down. Just take it down. You know, I shouldn't even talk about this without telling the crew I'm going to do it earlier. But see, no one cares. I actually went and got the footage of the base. No one cares that I actually got the shots of it. So whatever we do is just crap. It's filth. It's nothing. It's garbage. It's just bleh. So don't even cover it. There's no base. There's no big compound. They're not building compounds. It's all made up by me. Hell, you can go to Google Earth and go show Zuckerberg's. Here, let me show you a map of Kauai right here. Okay, let me show you guys where to go on Google Maps. Okay? Here's how Kauai's shaped. Okay? Here's the coast facing the U.S. Here's the coast facing China and Japan. Here's the Nepali coast. There's only roads that go here. This is all mountain range. Can't get there. He's got a giant multi-thousand acre compound right here. And this is where all the stuff's set. And this is where I got the photos for people inside. And that's where we got the information. Okay? But like I said, we'll never even... I mean, listen. I interviewed Gonzalo Lira. We can't even find the interview. And I'm not bitching at the crew. Great. Screw it. He's dead now. Tortured to death. My point is, I have the footage. I showed it of Zuckerberg's compound. Doesn't matter. Great. I'm tired, folks. I ain't playing games no more. They're building bunkers everywhere and getting ready to release stuff and kill the majority of us. And they all think we're going to sit there in our houses while they murder us and twiddle our thumbs and stick our fingers, our thumbs up our asses. Not me. I bet if I, just to get people's attention, yeah, I never pull stunts. I never pull stunts, but I think I ought to just leave for a couple months. I think that would actually get people's attention right there. I'll just say, I may do it tomorrow. Hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to see what everybody does. Because, sure, we're having some success getting people's minds going. They're building bunkers. They say they want to get rid of us. They already killed 17 million of us with a test. They say it's imminent mass death. It'll be 20 times worse than COVID. And they're sitting there laughing at us. And I'm sitting here because I love my older children, 21, 19, 15. But, man, there's something about, like, when they were little, I got a 6.5-year-old, and I look at her every day. I think about how innocent and good she is, and I think about the criminals running our government and the criminals running these corporations and how they want me to just sit here in Austin, Texas, while they gear up to release some new crap, and then the moron public takes the shots, and then I will have to stay in my house because I'm not going to be shed on by these human bombs they've created. It's like a feeling of powerlessness that no matter what I do, I can't have the Zuckerberg footage, even though I shot it myself and was given it. And I get it. We're born into TV and culture, and everything's fun. It's all big entertainment. And that's why you're all going to die. Just like William Shatner said when he went up to space. He said, I'm sorry, but he's about to die. And Prince Charles needs to tell you you're all about to die, not because we didn't do what he said, not because it's our fault, but because they're getting ready to kill us, and they think it's funny. And people think this is like entertainment or a joke, and then they sit there and go, oh, Alex Jones isn't for real. Well, you don't need to believe whether I'm for real or not. All you got to do is look around you, folks. They tell you inflation's fixed, and everybody knows it's worse than it's ever been. I bet if I had $5 billion, I will never have that footage unless I find it. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad. But I'm going to take some time off. In fact, I'm announcing it now. I'm taking off 1 month tonight. I'm done. That's it. In fact, we'll just run rebroadcast. So that's fine. Because I'm not going to sit here and do this anymore. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm not going to run off and build some bunker somewhere out of the money to do it. I'm just going to go get right with God, because I'm not going to sit here and talk about all this. If all of you want to die, and all the FBI and lawyers and all you pieces of filth want to die, then just sit there and buy into the damn lie. Because any idiot could look at this and know we've got Hitler 10.0 coming down on us right now. And I am just totally collapsed borders, fentanyl death, feces everywhere, homeless people running around, because society is drunk on entertainment. Society cannot get their heads out of their asses. Society cannot get serious and break out of it. I mean, people think I'm the person that has a problem. No, I am the person that's normal. I don't think them killing 17 million people with their shot is funny. I don't think all the numbers coming in of the erased immune systems and the hospitals full of people that no antibiotics and nothing works on because they took the damn shot. I don't think it's funny. But see, I have a disease that's called empathy. Because I know what happens to other people is happening to me. I feel it. I care about it. And all these people that love evil and think it's so cute not to care about anybody, you know what's sick? Is there such garbage when they get annihilated by this, it doesn't even matter because they're filth. They're so low, I won't even take any pleasure in their destruction. Because we'll be destroyed right along with them. Oh, let's talk about Iowa and Trump when we come back. I mean, look. Trump's the guy they stole the election from. Trump's good on a lot of fronts. Trump wanted to be the savior. Trump wanted to get the economy going. I know why he did all the stuff he did. But he needs to come out against the shots, too. Hey, but if he thinks total collapse civilization and the globalists releasing new viruses is a great place for his family to live in, c'est la vie. Maybe Jared Kushner says he's going to live forever. I'll guarantee you one thing in this universe. Jared Kushner isn't going to live past 90 years old. It's not some threat I'm saying. The delusions of these fruitcakes. I got to hold my nose because of Jared Kushner, glow-in-the-dark, weirdo, space alien dude, to sit there and just hope Trump will try to turn things around. Because we know our enemies don't like him. But don't think for a moment that I'm just sitting there, ooh, I know Trump, I've talked to Trump, ooh, we're invincible, Trump, cue all this crap. It's dystopic nightmare. That's what we're facing. That's what we're up against. And listen, you'll know when you bury all your children, okay? Just remember later. Because the next phase won't probably be the big one, though I think they're thinking about it. It'll just be this time, the shots they give you will kill a billion people. And everybody like, we better do what we say. A billion were killed last time, but the shots saved us, 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 the shots saved us. And I just don't even want to be around it all these stupid people. And the globalists are like, yeah, see, we told you. We told you. Why don't you join us and kill them? See, they hate you so much that you can't see it. And they think that's their right to kill you. And you know what? It is their right to kill you, because you rolled over and let them do it. But God doesn't like them. You understand that? And so I'm not going to join them, but I will tell you, I am disgusted with the general public. I am disgusted by how stupid and lazy they are. But I get it. If it goes with the territory. Hell, I'm not perfect either. High noon. Blacktop rolling. They're all meeting on a mountaintop talking about how they're going to murder you.
I knew. Black.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and launch the next great renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Stop rolling down.
You know, I'm going to be completely honest with listeners. I am seriously upset about what's going on. And to watch these globalists sit up there in Davos and lick their lips and say they're taking control of our bodies and they're going to push all these deadly shots on us and Disease X is coming and it's going to kill 50 million people and then we got a new virus that kills 100% of people, and they're just terrorizing people. It makes me so angry. But the good news is people are waking up and a lot's happening and there's a big pushback. So thank God for that. And I'll try not to get so angry. And to talk about good news, Roger Stone joins us, and I really appreciate him doing this because he's very busy right now with the Iowa caucuses. Americans identifying as Democrats hit record low in a big poll. Trump calls for MAGA unity. Trump town hall doubles CNN DeSantis Haley debate in ratings. Even top Republican strategists have come out who, like Frank Luntz, and said Trump is just totally dominating. Trump is set to just absolutely destroy here. And we know Trump now is being persecuted and is more awake than he's ever been. And so, Roger, I know you also, I was talking to you yesterday, and I said, hey, we see Obama comes to visit Biden a week ago and says you need to get ready to do whatever we tell you. That's even the mainstream news. You called the Michelle Obama / American Psycho 2.0 Gavin Newsom ticket, and the word is that would happen during the Democrat convention in July. So a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack as we accelerate towards this incredibly important election.
Alex, first of all, thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you. I particularly enjoy it when you do your gremlin voice. It just cracks me up. So it's great to be
here. What was the gremlin voice when I was doing Fauci earlier?
Yeah, it's very funny. It's always very funny. You're absolutely right. First, let's start with the historic Iowa caucuses. It's very interesting to me from a historical point of view that Donald Trump has not duplicated the error that Ronald Reagan made in 1980. Reagan was comfortably ahead by 20 points in the Iowa caucuses, took it for granted, did not visit Iowa in the closing days of the contest, and was upset by the globalist George H.W. Bush in an extraordinary upset. Now, fortunately, Reagan regained his footing before the New Hampshire primary, pulverized Bush in New Hampshire, went on to win the nomination and the presidency. But Donald Trump has made no such mistake, flying into extraordinarily bitter, inclement weather late last night, will work for every last vote. Both he worked today and tomorrow, right up until the caucuses start. So he hasn't duplicated that strategic error. And the final Des Moines Register poll, plus this interactive poll that I just saw, shows that he has broken 50%. Now, as a trained political professional, this is what you look for. He's at 55% in the most recent interactive media poll. It's interesting that Nikki Haley, who is the uniparty globalist candidate, has now moved to second position at 21%. Governor Ron DeSantis dropping to 15%, and Vivek Ramaswamy at 5%. Now, no Republican has ever won the caucuses by a margin of greater than 12 points. Were Trump to win by these kind of numbers or anything close to them, it would be historic. But watch the media handling of this, because I can already tell you what's going to happen. If Nikki Haley does manage to get in ahead of DeSantis, which at this point appears probable, the headline will be Haley upsets DeSantis in Iowa finish, subhead much smaller print, Trump comes in first as expected. The media will seek to boost her, will seek to minimize the president's extraordinary achievement in the hopes that they can now flood the New Hampshire primary, which is only 8 days later, with independents and Democrats, since there is no Democrat contest, to try to upset the president there. I don't believe that's going to happen because the president is also cresting at historic levels of support in New Hampshire. And he's not leaving that for granted. He's already announced, I think it was 3 or 4 rallies between Iowa and New Hampshire. So as soon as he picks up his trophy in Iowa, he's going to head for the Granite State. This really is going to be historic and exciting.
Roger, let me throw a wild card in here. There's moves to take Biden off the ballot, and that leads us to the next subject. In places like Illinois, I think we should not be playing at their game. Now, we all know they're getting ready to have him basically step down. Can you speak to that? I don't know your opinion. I'm guessing it's the same as mine. And then can you elaborate on the clear moves that are being made to have Biden step down and win?
Yeah, look, I admit that it's entertaining, but I think it's a bad idea. I'm in favor of free, fair, honest, transparent elections. If we have a free, fair, honest, transparent election, Donald Trump will win. This game of trying to remove him from the ballot because some Secretary of State, in her opinion, says he engaged in insurrection, even though he's never been charged or convicted with insurrection. And even though that section of the Constitution specifically does not apply to the office of president or vice president, it's just a vicious political game. It shows you how desperate, how hysterical they are about Trump's impending return to the White House and to power, that they're willing to cheat. We should not play that game. Now, it would be easy to do. You could say, well, Joe Biden took these wires from China and Russia and Romania and Ukraine for millions of dollars. That constitutes a high crime and misdemeanor. Therefore, in our opinion, he should not be on the ballot in, say, Florida. I'm against that kind of political gamesmanship. I think it's a mistake. I would love to see them renominate Biden, to be honest with you. I'd love to see a rematch. I'd love to see a Trump-Biden debate. Can you imagine how good? But I don't think we're going to have that opportunity. I've been saying for almost 2 years that the power brokers in the Democratic Party, most principally Barack Obama himself, who today might as well be the de facto president of the United States in terms of policy, are coming to the realization, or will, that Joe Biden is not reelectable. He can't even stand up. He makes no sense. He appears to be a shell of a man. He could never stand up in a debate. Then you have the impact of his policies, record inflation, food shortages, fentanyl crisis, an illegal immigrant crisis, a crime tsunami, and they keep loping closer and closer and closer to World War III in at least two theaters of the world. So they will figure out that Joe Biden cannot win again. They're equally terrified of the idea of Kamala Harris as their standard bearer. And therefore, I believe that they have the ability, because of the role that the superdelegates play in their nomination process, which doesn't exist in the Republican process, to switch out nominees at any time. So it doesn't matter if Biden, without campaigning, with the field having been cleared of any real meaningful opposition in the Democratic primaries and caucuses, and the schedule having been changed to accommodate him, it doesn't matter when he passes the threshold for the majority of delegates to be renominated. He will be tapped on the shoulder at the appropriate time and told that he is not running again.
And let me just add this. You follow the complexities of the Democrat-Republican rules, purely Democrat, but I've seen the news. They've admittedly tightened it up even more, where basically nobody else is even allowed to run against Biden. That's because they don't want people to say, well, I'm voting for this guy or that lady, and there's somebody else in the field. They want nobody else there to challenge. When at the DNC convention, they can just say, okay, well, he's stepping down. This is the heir apparent. I mean, I think it's very clear they're preparing the way for that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looks like they'll pull anything.
Well, first of all, Alex, I think God is moving in a powerful way that we could never have foreseen just weeks ago. I mean, the corruption of these New York trials are there for everyone to see. And Trump, and particularly his attorney, Alina Habba, have done a great job of showing people the epic injustice that Trump is being subjected to. We see the prosecution of Trump in Georgia and the epic corruption of that prosecutor, Fannie Willis, who, it turns out, gave $645,000 to her married boyfriend, who's a personal injury lawyer, to name him as the chief prosecutor in this case. Money, by the way, that was earmarked for COVID-19 events or protection. We've seen the U.S. Supreme Court, surprisingly, agree to hear a couple of landmark cases that will have a huge impact on Trump's trajectory as a candidate. So all of those things are very positive. Could we have another pandemic? You addressed this in the previous segment, I think, extraordinarily well. Hasn't Bill Gates already announced that that's going to happen? How he would know that in advance, I have no idea. And then, yes, we have to pray against the possibility of assassination. I mean, I wrote a book on the assassination of a president, the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ. There was an attempt to assassinate Ronald Reagan. They took Trump, they took Nixon out in a silent coup when he threatened the power of the deep state. So will they consider that option? I pray about it every single day and every night. because I think they will not, there's nothing they won't do to stop the globalist agenda from destroying this country. They don't believe in democratic elections. They're ironically, everything is, you know, this is Alinskyism writ large. Everything they accuse us of doing is precisely what they are doing. So, you know, who knows? A terrorist attack on American soil that's a false flag, the declaration of war against Russia to use the War Powers Act to in some way postpone the next election, an assassination attempt on Trump. God, I pray they don't try that. And if they try, I pray that they do not succeed. But anything is possible. We're talking about demonic Satanists. This is not just politics between Republicans and Democrats or liberals and conservatives. This is a struggle between good and evil, between dark and light, between the godly and the godless. And there's no limit to what these people will do.
Roger, in the time we have left, I wouldn't call myself depressed right now. I'm not suicidal. It's the opposite. I'm disgusted and so sick of how obvious it is with the collapse borders and the fentanyl and the war and the pedophilia and the false prosecutions of Trump. I can't help it sometimes. It doesn't happen that often, but I get like this. I'm so disgustedly enraged. And then listening to you with all you've gone through, talking about God and God is moving. I think about Elon Musk coming out for freedom and all the other people waking up and all the positive feedback I get on the street. And I just remember, wait, God's in command. And, you know, you never were a Satanist. You believed in God. We've talked privately. We've prayed together many times on the phone. But when you were in the crucible and they were trying to destroy you, you prayed to God and really accepted Jesus into your life. And you said it was like the storm was cleared the next day and everything turned around. So I love God. And I have to remember, I can't fix this. God has to do it. I just have to do my best job. And I tell myself every day, but I also get mad at myself that I can't figure out how to convince people to stop this. I mean, it's just, it's getting so crazy. And now the disease X, and the UN's like, oh, it's coming, the Davos group, and world treaties, and we know they killed 17 million with a shot. And then I just get so disgusted. It should be easier to beat these people. But at least before, most people were asleep. We can now see the pendulum swinging back very, very quickly. So I should be positive. I apologize to the listeners. I apologize to the viewers. I've talked, you've been down before and called me, and I've spoken, you know, get you up. I wouldn't call this down. I don't know how to call this. It's just like, I'm just sick of the Democratic Party and the New World Order and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. How do you deal with those feelings?
It's frustrating. You look at these polls, okay, and you see Trump leading Biden nationally 53-48, and then you say to yourself, who are those 48? Who are those 48% of the people? I've yet to meet anybody who actually thinks that Joe Biden's doing a great job and that America and their lives are better off today than they were, you know, 3 years ago. Who are these people? But they're the people who watch CNN. They're the people who watch MSNBC. They're the people who are just dopes. In other words, there's no discernment. They just believe anything they're being fed. But
Here's a quick example. They ran stories the last week and a half that you were secretly recorded saying you're going to kill members of Congress. I know you. You tell me privately, watch your rhetoric. You're not like that. You would never say that about Swall as well. You said, watch. They're going to admit it's edited. And now they admit it's a deep fake.
And not only that, but when I had it independently analyzed, you know, using software, is a 98% chance it's fake because it is fake. I never said anything of the kind. But it shows you the depths to which they will go. No, I never threatened to assassinate any members of Congress. It's ludicrous. It's absurd. But that doesn't stop MSNBC from uncritically just reporting it as if it's a fact. These people are insane. Alex, we have this great Twitter space coming up at 8 o'clock.
I meant to mention that. I totally. That's in 1 hour Central, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I know Posobiec's hosting. Will that be on Jack Posobiec's X?
Actually, it's on Real America's Voice is the sponsor. Jack Posobiec of Human Events is moderating. General Flynn will be there. I will be there. Alex, you will be there. It's going to be a great night. We're going to talk about, well, the Iowa caucuses. We're also going to talk about censorship, cancellation, the illicit use of artificial intelligence to fool the people and defraud the people. It's going to be a great Twitter space tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, sponsored by Real America's Voice.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was literally asking the crew, and that's not their job, and I'm like, wait, I said I'm going with Jack and General Flynn and Roger. So I was like, literally, while you were just talking, texting my crew going, is it Jack Posobiec? So it's Real American Voice. Let's put that X account back up for everybody watching right now. Because people need to go there. Okay, so that. So you go to Real AM Voice, just at Real AM Voice. It's an abbreviation of America, Real AM Voice. And this is going to get millions and millions of views. And, yeah, and I'm going to bring up look, Disease X has got me really scared because the UN's saying it's imminent and they got their UN treaty. Roger, can you speak to that for a minute?
We need to get out of the UN, and they know that Donald Trump will probably take us out of the UN. He'll certainly stop spending hundreds of millions of dollars that we ship to the UN when we have homeless veterans in this.
He took us out of the WHO. He killed the migrant treaty.
The track record is there, but this Donald Trump is fully awake. This Donald Trump has already had the experience of 4 years as the president, and he knows who the good guys and the bad guys are. That's why they're so petrified. That's why they're apoplectic about his return, and that return starts tomorrow night in Iowa. This is going to be absolutely historic. He's working for every single vote. And we're going to talk about this tonight. I talked to Jack earlier, so join this great Twitter space. I do them very, very infrequently. I probably should do them more. Tonight's will be historic. Alex, I appreciate your joining. Jack's worked very hard with the folks at Real America's Voice to put this together. It's going to be epic. Absolutely.
I agree. Oh, just 60 seconds on this. I like Vivek. He's doing irreparable damage to him. But if he's only getting 5%, why do you think Trump put that statement out? Because he wants to get every number he can get?
Well, and I think that Vivek evidently offended him by basically saying, vote for me because Trump can't make it and I need to save Trump. And therefore, it appeared to be a very sly, dirty trick. I'm not saying this. This is what I'm hearing from others. I didn't follow it as closely myself. But that 5% those are people whose second choice is most definitely Donald Trump. And Vivek's raised some interesting issues, but in the end, he cannot win. Trump can win. So if I were an Iowa Republican, I would not waste my vote. He's entertaining, but Donald Trump has an historic opportunity here. The last president.
Well that's right. Vivek's a really talented guy. And I like him a lot. But I said when he was on last week, I said, listen, Trump's the guy they stole the election from. He's what people want. I get you're like a spare tire here. But I said, you know, it's great when you're attacking Nikki Haley. But I said, come on. You know, and so I figured this was going to happen. But I don't want Vivek to destroy himself the way DeSantis did. I think he's going to be a very talented character in the fight for freedom going forward. I think he is impressive.
Well, look, if he's smart, he'll take his beating in Iowa. He'll get out of the race between Iowa and New Hampshire, and he'll endorse Donald Trump. If he does that, I think he can have a political future. If he doesn't do that, then we have to conclude that he's not really with us in this struggle against the globalists. The Uniparty is going to go all out to put Nikki Haley across. She's Dick Cheney in heels. She's the worst.
All right, Roger. Possible. Great job. I'll see you in 1 hour on Spaces with the great Jack Posobiec, General Flynn, and others. Thank you so much, Roger.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
All right. Appreciate the crew putting up with me tonight. Love everybody putting up with me. The great Chase Geyser's coming up right now. Infowars.com/show.
The devil got down on his level. But
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.